The Sherwin-Williams Summer Sale is here. Get 30% off select paints and stains or 35% off our newest product, Emerald Symmetry, July 17th through the 27th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Potatoes! Let's get into part two of episode one, arc 12. Wow, what an arc. I love these little guys, these little creeps. I hope that you weren't too alarmed by the little bait and switch there at the beginning. You thought I was going to give you really powerful paladins? No, I'm giving you lowly little minions. But anyway, I hope that you're enjoying this. If you are enjoying it, please feel free to leave us a review on whatever podcasting app you're using. It helps us find new rotatoes and bring them into the family and helps us keep the show going and means that I can pay all of these beautiful people to do all this wonderful stuff for you, because man, it's just such a delight getting to improvise and everything with them, because they are amazing. Huge thank you for listening regardless, and with that, I'll say let's take it away past me. Everyone go ahead and roll me, in fact Zazili, actually roll me a perception check.
That's going to be 17.
Ooh, 17. Okay, with a 17, you notice walking past the shop, you actually see your friend, Barnaby, walking past. Could you roll me a D12 and a D4, please?
You got it.
Whilst you're rolling that, I'll also say that with a 17, you also notice that behind the counter, there appears to be a big box, a very dusty box of tie-dye shirts. And you immediately come to the conclusion that this lady might have actually just got like a job lot of tie-dye shirts and no one has bought them. hence her pushing them so hard.
Don't worry. Without seeing that, I figured that much. So on the D12, I rolled a 4. On the D4, I rolled a 3.
Okay. So for anyone who doesn't know or the uninitiated, we are going to roll on the random race chart. So this basically determines the race of Barnaby. So it was a 4 and then a 3, correct?
Yes.
Great. Could you roll me a D6 then, please?
That is a 4.
So Zilly, with the 12 and the 4 rolling on the random race chart, you see Barnaby walk past and he's a little forest gnome. You see that normally this forest gnome might have some sort of like, almost like a bark-like complexion. You see that he definitely looks a bit more kind of sallow and withered. And you see that there's actually a, in his hair, he used to, back when he was alive, he used to have a little like bird that would like nest in his hair. The bird's now like an undead, like skeletal bird that's kind of sort of jumping around in his hair. And you see that he walks past the shop, and you sort of, as you sort of notice the time, it's like you probably got about half an hour or so until he's supposed to meet Grenbocker. Sorry. So, do you want to go and see him, or are you just going to wait it out?
Yes, yeah, so I think I'll pop up to him and try and casually be like, oh. Barnaby, so good to see you.
No way. Yes, hey, man. Yes.
Oh, wow. Whoa. Wow.
It's been a minute.
Been much too long.
I gotta say, man, thank you so much for resurrecting me. Like, it sucks down here. What I mean? Like, I really enjoyed the time we spent together. Even if you did sort of make me into like a weird little servant guy. Like, it was fun, though. You know what I mean? It was fun, and you were a better boss than my current boss,
Look, you know, that's kind of what I, you know, when I would try and, you know, be the best boss I could be. Mm-hmm. And honestly, now being down here myself, I see, you know, I wish someone, you know, would necromance me, you know?
could you do that again? Could you do that again? Could you necromance me?
I'm working on it. I'm working on it.
You can't do that?
No. I've been banished here by some other church in the living realm.
Not those Ronos guys.
Oh, it's definitely those Ronos guys. They made it seem they're trying to be like, oh, necromancy is bad. Mm. That's why we have to banish you. But they don't care. Mm. Ronos was getting mad that I was basically bringing people back to the world of the living and taking away people who could be servants to him. And you know how the story goes.
That sucks, man. That's... Wow, okay, well, look, I'm sorry, dude, that's bad. Quick question, are you wearing the tie-dye robe, or have you elected not to wear it?
I'm wearing the tie-dye.
Yeah!
I'm wearing this tie-dye robe.
Hey, listen, by the way, man, I gotta say, your threads are sweet. Like, this is nice.
Wow. Thank you so much. You know, I was second-guessing it, but, you know, now that I have the
Barnaby,
you know, vote of confidence.
What is matching? I'm guessing the two of you have filed out of the shop. Imagine, that's awesome. That's really cool.
We're kind of posing.
I'm turning and pointing to my ass shirt area, kind of wagging my bottom.
What does that say? Sexy? Whoa. Okay. Yeah, sexy ass. All right, cool.
Look, this is actually quite serendipitous because I was actually going
to... Hey, sorry, man. That's a big word. You're going to have to clarify.
This is a good occurrence. Because I was hoping to come talk to you tomorrow, but if I have you here, you know, we were wondering if you knew where Maris's daughter was, perchance?
Oh.
Yes.
How much am I supposed, you know, I know we go way back, and I just trust you, obviously.
Well,
I trust you. I do. I'm just checking that I don't want to give any information about Maris's daughter if I do, just in case he kills me.
Yes, of course. Yes,
again,
of course,
or banishes me to a lower rung of hell, or...
Well, here's the thing. I am coming because Maris has asked us to locate her, and if I locate her, he will consider returning me to the world of the living, and when there, I would be able to necromancy you yet again.
That sounds awesome. I would love to get the band back together. That's cool.
Yes,
okay. I like this. Yeah, so... the last time I spoke with Yennefer, she was making her way to a fort. I don't know why they even still got those, you know, it's kind of like a vacation home type thing for them up there now. I think that, you know, they're not really using castles and forts anymore. They've kind of moved on, so to speak. So it's a pretty old fort. I think you'd probably not have a problem finding, like, Chortler or something. I can't quite remember what the name of the place was, but, you know.
Maybe I can help you remember, big boy.
You want to help me remember?
And I blow him a little kiss.
I don't know if,
She's kidding! She's joking. And Vanna kind of stands in front of her, hoping that this won't turn into too much of a liability.
Yeah, that is... The guy says funny. That's funny. That is funny. Yeah. Okay. Can you help me remember? I just don't... look, it's funny. I guess if that's funny for you, then it's funny for me, I guess.
I look at your feet and I lick my lips.
Oh, why I should have put shoes on today. I'm feeling kind of hot now. Cool. Do you need anything else, silly my man? Do you need anything else? Because I'm worried for my pinky toes here. Okay.
Any hot tips on how to, like? Is there going to be someone like defending the fort, or do you know what do you know about the fort?
Oh, I don't know. As far as I'm aware, Yennefer is just like, you know, she's look. I didn't say this. Yennefer's not cut out for down here. Maris is never going to tell you this, but Yennefer's mom was just a straight-up human.
What?
Wow.
Yeah, I know. And he loved her. And, like, he genuinely loved her. So, like, I mean, seriously, like, you know, that's kind of not a good look for old Archduke. And so she spends a lot of time up there just, like, she wants to do good. I don't want to say that too loudly, you know, because around here you tend to get people a little bit annoyed and whatever, you know. Yeah, exactly. You know, so she's like a good soul rather than a bad one, and a pretty free spirit.
We gotta save her from that.
Yes, we definitely should.
Good luck. She's strong-willed. She's strong-willed, man. I mean, wow. It'd be nice to see Anne again. I kind of, you know. She's the only one that's down here that's really, really nice to me. Because I'm not also, you know, inherently from... I'm one of the damned.
Yeah.
So this is less of a ideal situation as opposed it is for you, Ms.
I'll show you a nice time.
You will? Okay, what you got in mind?
She's kidding.
Oh!
She's joking.
Okay, all right, yeah.
All right, well, we'll be on our way.
I think definitely just roll me a persuasion check real quick, Vanna, just to... Because I think the second time he's like, is she joking? Is
14.
This 14, okay. He's like, yeah, okay, that's fine. He goes, well... You know, let me know if you, are you gonna find her? That's your plan?
Yeah. Yes, yes. Yeah. That's generally the plan. I'm going up there, I'm going to find her, I'm going to save her.
We're going to find her.
Okay, cool. So you're going up there. You're going upstairs. Okay. On a scale of like one to extremely, like world-endingly pissed, do you think Maris would be if I maybe tagged along and then didn't come back? You know?
Yes.
Just if that was an option on the table, I might be interested.
That's definitely an option, buddy. That's definitely an option.
Okay, cool. Do you need me to do anything? Is there, you know, can I help you in some way other than just the bits of information that I've given you?
We could probably use your assistance in any oncoming potential battles or anything like that.
Yeah. Cecilia, can I have a sidebar with you, quick? Like just real quick, just to take you to one side.
Yes. Let's do the bar on the side.
There's the lady back there. Every time she we're saying that she's joking, but she's looking at my toes and she's really like she's like gnashing her teeth.
Yeah, she's
like gnashing them. You know, like in a hungry kind of way, and I'm concerned for my toes.
Yeah, it's like a succubus thing, you know, want to suck on the toes, you know, and then make you fall in love and do their bidding, you know, it's very...
Fall in love?
Yes, through toe sucking.
I've been lonely, not gonna lie, I've been lonely.
Okay.
No.
Yeah.
Okay, I need to get my head in the game. We're gonna get out of here. Oh my god, we're gonna get out of here. Okay.
Yes.
But is it possible that we can do this without her eating my toes? Could we not have her eat my toes? Is that on the table?
Oh yeah, just keep your toes away from her mouth and it shouldn't get eaten. But I do want to like clarify, it's probably getting sucked on, you know?
Hmm. Just, I don't want to be getting eaten. I can kind of deal with sucking, I think, but I want to keep...
Oh, yeah.
My main thing. Okay, well, listen, I'm supposed to meet that fucking little rat fucking, you know, what, the Grenfellbachers or something? I don't know. We're going to go meet him, so...
Oh, Grenbacher?
Yeah.
That little rat-faced, disgusting, must-smelling, brackish...
That one.
Rude.
Yeah, if maybe we make this, I don't know, a little interesting, could you not give him the information that you gave us?
Oh. You want me to lie to him?
For us?
Oh, yes.
I mean, he's going to be asking you probably the same question. Vanna immediately stands in front of Morg, knowing what Morg is about to try to do.
I'm imagining Morg just like slinking down and just being between your, like, you know, poking her head between your legs or whatever, just like finding any way to try and get around.
I look up at Vanna and say, I think I'm doing a good job.
She gives you a thumbs up. Yeah, so maybe if we like pay you a little bit of money because we just are trying to slow him down. We're not trying to hurt him, we're just trying to slow him down.
Maybe if I like... for you can lie for me when Maris is like, hey, where's that little pipsqueak guy? You know, maybe you could say he's dead or something.
Oh, a little tit for tat.
Yeah, a little tit for tat. That'd be good. Why did you... You really hit the word tit there. Are you...
So much spit's coming out of your mouth, Morg, when you say that. My God.
Okay. Okay. That's... Oh, wow. That's really clearing some distance as well.
Yes,
that's,
yes.
Wow.
Yes.
I'm standing a good 3 feet away, and that got me. Okay. Suddenly aware of all the saliva in my mouth. Okay, so I'm going to meet him and lie to... Wait, where should I say that she is? Or what she's doing?
The furthest opposite way, I would say.
I don't know that I remember a lot of the place anymore. Maybe I'll say that she's...
Spain?
Spain? where's that? Where, I think I heard about that in the class once, but...
Yeah, say she was going to the realm of the living in Spain.
Okay, I'll say that she's in Spain.
In Spain.
Okay, yes. Great. Somewhere, Zach is turning in, not his grave, but his chair, I guess. The mention of Spain being canon once again. Oh, okay, well, this is great. Guys, listen, this is awesome. I am so excited about this. This is awesome. Well, I'm going to meet him. A little bit ways away from here. I will not mention you guys, though. That would be bad. Right? If I was to mention you guys, that would be bad, probably.
Yeah. Avoid mentioning us ever.
Okay.
Yeah, Morg, wink at him.
I blink at him so hard.
Yeah.
Whoa. It's kind of like you blinked so hard you disappeared for a second. That was crazy. Wow.
Yes.
Well, listen, I appreciate it, man. You see that it like starts to well up a little bit. He goes, I just want to be back where it's not fire and brimstone everywhere, you know? That'd be great.
I get that, and that is why I will take you there. I will take you to a place.
Thank you.
Where the water is water and not just lava and bone juice.
Yeah.
And when you breathe in air, you breathe in the taste of maybe beaches, of maybe plains, instead of breathing in fire and brimstone.
Yeah.
Your lungs start to feel warm.
That sounds awful.
Yeah, it sounds so bad. Oh no, that would be bad.
You see, he just like fully like leans in as if to kiss you. Zilly, like, he's just lost in a mind palace right now. He's just like,
yeah, totally.
And then I sidle up and I purse my lips.
He's just fully got his eyes closed, so you can absolutely kiss him if you want.
I lick his closed lips. Give him a big lick.
We haven't even left hell yet, and we're already doing this. Ow. I love it.
That's a strong scent on the on the saliva. Okay, I'm gonna go and brush my teeth.
Yes.
I gotta find a toothbrush first. That's gonna be tricky in hell, probably.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Right. Well, anyway, I'll see you in like, 40 minutes or something when I'm done with Grandbacher. I'll come find you. Where should I meet you?
Where should he meet us?
Well, you find yourself in a, now like you've come back out onto the street, you see that it's a, pretty busy and bustling kind of walkway, and there are all these kind of like market stalls and things hang out. Most of it is like there's a lot of people like selling like remains of like certain creatures that could be used for like potions. There's one tall looking person with all these like, kind of tattoos on them that's selling basically like everyday items made with human skin, and you see there's a kind of big like fountain of fire in like a forward direction around where there seems to be a sort of square area, and there's sort of a big kind of fountain of fire in the center of it. And you know, like, the fountain's a pretty kind of well-known location. There's a couple of, probably like a few, like, well-known, like, areas of town that you could meet quite easily.
First of all, lovely day. It's gorgeous here right now.
The weather is perfect.
It's really hot. It's like so, so, so crazy hot. And every time the fountain goes off, it gets that like a little bit warmer. As you, I feel like, Cicely, you've kind of gotten used to the sensation of your blood boiling. But it's just like a regular sort of humanoid. You're just kind of constantly in a state of having your blood boiled. But you can't die here or age. You'll stay exactly the same, just in sort of mild discomfort all the time.
Lovely.
So I guess I can meet you with the fountain in 40 minutes, if that works for you.
Yes, of course.
In the hottest part of the fountain.
I'm probably not gonna go into the fountain. I'm just a forest gnome, and that would hurt a lot. But if you want to be in the fountain, I will look at you in the fountain. You know, if that helps, maybe.
Okay.
When I say look at you, though, I mean like look at you, as in just like as a friend would look. Ah, shit. I'm gonna go. Okay. Please don't lick my face again. Okay. Bye. He's gonna scamper off. Are you guys gonna stay here, or are you gonna try and like tail this at all and try and find Grenbacher, or what are you guys gonna do? Or do you want to wait around until he's finished with Grenbacher?
Could we try to get a head start by like leaving now, or do we have to wait until he talks to him and trail Grenbacher?
Let's try and listen to his conversation with Grenbacher to see what Grenbacher says.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Grenbacher doesn't know that we're also on this mission anyway, so.
Sure, okay. If you're attempting to kind of blend in with the crowd and listen into this conversation, why don't you go ahead and roll me some stealth checks?
Oh, boy. I got 4.
I got 5.
I got 21.
Absolutely amazing. So you find your... I'm imagining that Morg has fully kind of, like, disappeared, like, found somewhere to, like, absolutely, like, actually hide, whilst the other two are sort of pretending to be pedestrians kind of on the street having a sort of rather animated kind of conversation, but, like, nothing's actually coming out of their mouths. And I think that you see Grenbacher has kind of stood by the fountain waiting for Barnaby to show up, and he kind of just looks over at you two and just goes,
Aren't you the cleanup guys from the Colosseum? Why are you stood there like and not saying anything with your mouths moving? And you're sort of standing so uncomfortably close to me. Would you
mind? Rutabaga.
Excuse me? Who is this? Rutabaga? Do you know him? Or her or them?
We are having a very private conversation that you're listening in on, sir.
I wasn't listening in because there was no conversation to be had. You were just standing there, very obviously waving your hands and moving your mouths without talking.
You don't know how we communicate. We're a couple, and we sort of have our own little language going on.
Okay, say something. Say something to your partner without saying something out loud, and have them confirm it in some way. Showcase this to me.
She does one long blink.
What does Azili do in response to one long blink?
He just kind of like steps back and just and kind of like presses against a wall.
I can't see you. What in the hell are you both?
At this point, I know my stealth is so good because it's so easy for people to ignore me.
Yeah, truly no one's paying any attention to you.
I'm like, even when I'm trying to get attention, sometimes people don't notice me. I'm just like, I'm just gonna walk past these guys and try to sweep them up in the crowd and take them with me in my stealth.
Amazing. Go ahead and roll me, actually, in fact, you've already rolled me really well in stealth, so I'll say that you tag into like like two people that are walking and sort of act as if you're a part of their conversation, and you just grab Zazili, who's pressed against a wall, and then kind of like hook Vanna as well, before returning back to your original hiding spot.
I think we nailed it. That went so good.
I'm so good at people not noticing me.
Zazilia Vada, you've been like kind of scooched to the other side of the fountain as you run back, Morg, and get into your original hiding spot. And you see that Barnaby has arrived and begins kind of having this conversation. And you hear Grenbacher say,
"So, I've been tasked with finding Maris's daughter, Yennefer. If you could please tell me her last known whereabouts, okay? And make it snappy, because I have places to be, people to talk to that aren't you." "Oh, okay, so last time I saw her, or I heard from her, sorry, is that, she was in Kukuri, and she was visiting some elves. I'm going to roll a persuasion check for our friend." Ooh, boy. That is a natural 2.
Grimbacher kind of leans forward, his sort of nose touching Barnaby's, and he says,
"You would dare lie to me. Lie to my very face. Either you'll tell me right now, or I shall make an example of you."
You see now that Barnaby is beginning to flop sweat fully.
Okay, I come in and I go, "You never called me back. We spent one beautiful night together, and you never called me back."
Sorry, I don't know why I didn't call you back. I should have done. Excuse me, we are in the middle of a conversation there. Would you mind please scampering off and resolving the consequences of this dalliance another time?
Brad? My ex-boyfriend Brad?
Wait, you're talking to me? You're talking to me?
Well, I was talking to him, but now I realize we also dated.
What?
Did we? You left me.
Well, I don't think I've ever been... No, that is...
I give him a little shove. I said, "How dare you break my heart?"
No! Hold on a second. You can't push me. I'm an advisor to Maris.
Go ahead and roll me either performance or deception. Up to you.
Performance. I rolled performance.
Performance. Okay, perfect.
9.
What on earth? Don't you, sir, you lay hands on me one more time, I shall call the guards and they shall whisk you away. Do you understand me?
Oh my god, I'm so sorry. Brad was shorter. I'm so sorry. I thought you were a date that had left me. I'll be on my way now. Bye, lover boys.
That was an intensely strange experience. Did I ever go by Brad?
Are you making your way to the other two around the other side of the fountain? Or yeah.
Yeah.
Amazing.
What did we miss? It seemed like you took quite long to just listen. It was a long conversation.
Barnaby was buckling, so I had to go in and just do a little reset and distract from the conversation. And now I think, you know, they'll be so distracted by my beauty that everything will just be easy peasy.
Yes.
Morg, are we sure it worked? Or did you just stir the pot and walk away and now they're currently talking about it still?
They won't even notice me.
Everyone go ahead and roll me a perception check as you stand there.
Perception is 11 plus 3, 14.
I rolled a 12 for perception.
12 for perception, 14 perception, and Vanna.
I got a 13.
13.
We're right in a row. Kind of fun.
Look at you three. So in sync. You all notice that I think a little late as you're having this conversation and catching up, you now see that two guards are flanking Barnaby, who is being dragged away with Grimbacher, like sort of in tow, looking rather furious. And they sort of seem to be carrying him down one of the side streets. What would you guys like to do?
I gotta follow him.
I gotta save Barnaby.
Okay. Are you sort of just like keeping pace? Are you gonna move stealthily?
Yeah, I'm gonna keep pace.
Okay. If you want to, basically, if you want to like keep pace and like try and blend in, you can roll me deception. Or if you're sort of trying to like stick to the shadows, etc., you can roll me stealth. Whichever one you feel like your character would lean more into.
11 for stealth.
Okay.
18 for perception.
18.
I am 7 for stealth.
Okay, wonderful. So you're like trailing for a little while as you're kind of moving through these streets, and it's pretty loud. There's a lot going on. You can, you know, hear the sound of this kind of fount of fire. You can hear people kind of shouting and selling their wares. And there is this kind of like very hot, sort of acrid smell in the air, which is, I think, it feels a little, it's like very intense, but even more intense on like a big market day like this, as everything feels incredibly close and tight. And so you're making your way through, and you do see that Grimbacher is kind of keeping his head on a bit of a swivel. I think he's still slightly, he's a bit more alert, having had a rather strange run in with someone claiming to be his ex. And I think it's at this point that two guards now sort of bump into you, Zazili and Morg.
Oh, excuse me, sorry, you don't happen to be trailing that prisoner there, are you? You two, you seem sort of to be staring at them. I just want to make sure that we're not expecting any trouble here.
No, there's a sale at Zephora, and I got to rush there.
There's a sale at Zephora?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that is good to know, actually. That is good to know. That is useful information. Okay, well, you won't mind just staying here for just a couple minutes, just whilst we let this take place. If the sale will still be on. So.
Absolutely, but Zephora's over there, so you'll understand if I have to rush to the sale.
Roll me, do you know what? I'm not even going to make you roll persuasion. I'm going to make you roll me a luck check to see if Zephora is that way. Whether you're stating just like a fact that Zephora is that way, or it's like where Zephora is.
Great. I rolled a 2.
Pretty sure that Zephora is the other way.
We'll be on our way. Don't worry about us.
Oh, I'm sorry. There's so many Zephoras. I get turned around. You know, there's Zephoras everywhere.
You can't move for them. You can't move for them. Yeah. I will say, Svanna, they haven't actually, they didn't stop you and notice you, just the other two, because they failed their checks.
Could I use Pass Without a Trace? Because it can also mask my companions from detection.
Yes, absolutely it can.
It has a +10 bonus to dexterity checks.
Okay, with a +10 to both those stealth rolls, I'll say instead of sort of like walking back that little scene, we will say that as you all kind of stood there, you see that one of the guards turns around and says, if there is really a sale on a Sephora, that could be a perfect time. You know, we could go get some presents. And then where did those two go? Ah, shit. It's nearly the end of our shift. It'll be fine. Let's just go to Sephora and say we saw nothing. Yes, we are competent at our jobs. And they're going to walk off. So the two of, all three of you now, with the help of this, what does your magic look like, Vanna, as they kind of become shrouded in it?
It sort of feels like a kind of a smoke, like that would maybe billow out of like a dragon's nose. That
Very
sort
cool.
of turned them like grayish, charcoaly black for a second. And then it kind of looks like the background behind them, like a chameleon.
Amazing. Blending in perfectly with this sort of fiery obsidian background, you absolutely, you see them sort of blending in. And yeah, the three of you now are making your way until eventually you see the guards stop outside what appears to be just sort of like a relatively sort of standard market stall selling some sort of like rotted fruit and some remains of an animal. And they kind of dump Barnaby on the ground, and Grenbocker turns round and hands like a little bit of like a coin purse to the guards as they like walk off. Grenbocker then picks up Barnaby and begins to walk into this sort of random stall. I'll say that actually, because you'll see it, is that like there's this market stall, there's like a kind of sort of tarp bit that kind of comes out and overhangs the stall itself. And then on there's like an almost like a mid-level, there seems to be like a balcony area, which seems to be like another entrance that you could potentially use to this same building if you wanted to try and be a bit more stealthy. Or, of course, you could just try and head in straight through the stall itself. So you're heading into the stall?
Yes, and while I'm close enough, I'm going to cast Blessed on Barnaby.
Cool. Ooh. Okay, very cool. What are the other two doing? Are you guys just heading in behind and just sort of like acting like you're patrons of this particular stall, or are you going to try and like sneak or anything?
I'm going to try to subtly window shop and pretend like I'm shopping.
Amazing. You see that Grenbocker sort of goes right up to the back of the stall, and there is a vendor there, this tall Arakocra with like missing half of their feathers. And if anyone would like to roll me a perception to see if they can hear, like listen into this conversation, basically.
15
is high enough to hear this. So you actually do hear Grenbocker at the front of the stall says, osmium. And he says the word osmium once, and you see that the Arakocra goes kind of bows ahead slightly and kind of like opens like a flap, and then you see that Grenbocker takes Barnaby there, and there seems to be like a hidden doorway that they go through at the back of the stall. So you heard this word being used, and then you saw that your friend disappears. So what are you guys doing?
Yeah, I'm walking up and I'm saying, osmium.
Oh, I haven't seen you before at any of the meetings.
Oh, that's crazy, but you have heard me say osmium.
You are correct. I have.
Yes.
All three of you?
I want to know, what's the price? I pick up a bag. I don't know what it is without looking.
Oh, that 3 silvers.
Hmm.
Or an extra few years on your sentence, whatever, you know, if you're a damned. I don't know if you're damned.
1 silver.
Sure, I'm not particularly attached to it. So it's fine.
That was my distraction. I'm distracting. Oh. I'm trying.
Sure. Right. Yes, of course. Okay, you go in. That's fine. Yes, 1 silver, of course. That's, you know.
1 silver. All right. What? Tell me, what's the purpose of this? Is this organic?
Oh, okay, now you're asking. And she sort of is going to, like, walk forward, let Cecily go through. Vanya, are you going in as well?
Yes.
There is obviously the balcony as well. If you wanted to go in less, like, in a more sort of sneaky route, you could go up there.
I'll sneak out on the balcony. Why not?
Sure. You go ahead, roll me a new stealth check, especially with the, don't forget, the pass without trace. And what are you planning to do, Morg, after you, like, as you've had, you're sort of wrapping up this conversation about the bag as she's sort of prattling on about.
I do want to know what I have bought, and then I will go with Vanna up on the balcony.
So that's actually a Oxnari leather. Oxnari, a particularly large beastie down in, I believe, the third layer of hell is where they're native to. And it's a really fine piece of work. It's actually pretty resistant to most forms.
All right, thank
of
you.
Damage.
I love that. Thank you.
Oh, okay. There's more too. Oh, yeah, she's gone. Okay.
And you were heading which way, sorry? Through the door or on the balcony?
Balcony.
Balcony. Okay, so stealth check from you.
I got a natural 20.
Oh, okay, there we go.
Not bad.
And I got a 10 plus 7, 17.
Okay, so that's a 27, because you'll have pass that trace because you're next to, yeah, so 27, absolutely unreal. So the two of you, yeah, managed to swing your way up onto this balcony, and you find yourself, actually, we'll start with you, you'll find yourself coming into this room. There's like a kind of like a nice looking like throw cushions in like one area. It looks like this is like a bit of a chill out space. You see that there's some pipes and herbs and things like that in one corner. And there's like some sort of slightly trippy artwork and things like that on the wall. So that's what you, Vanna and Morg see as you come into this room, and there is a doorway directly opposite you, and there is also looks to be like a smaller like vented area as well, just to the left, if you wanted to again be a little bit more stealthy, you might be able to fit through there.
Yeah, I'd say for Zazali, when he walks through the door, he kind of takes off the tie-dye robe and goes back to his more kind of inconspicuous robe and kind of pulls his hood
up. Oh, yeah, I fully forgot you were a tie-dye still.
Yeah, pulls his hood up and he's like, yes, don't mind me.
Amazing. So as you walk through the door, you take you kind of whip his tie-dye off. You see Barnaby and Grenbock are kind of taking a right at the end of this corridor, and this sort of robed figure with like a... The face is just like darkness inside. Just kind of walks up to you and goes, oh,
welcome, friend. Is this your first time visiting our chapter?
Why, yes, it is.
Marvelous.
I hope to please.
Excellent. Thank you for visiting us. Can I get you a drink? Something to eat, perhaps?
No, I was just going to walk around and take in the chapter.
Of course. May I ask what chapter you yourself hail from?
Oh, you know.
I don't think I do. That's why I asked.
Well, of course, but it is... Some may even consider us a sister chapter, if you know the one I'm talking about.
Ah, roll me a deception check.
That is going to be a dirty 20.
A dirty 20. He goes, yeah.
Did the plans finally get approved for a sister chapter of the Brotherhood?
Yes. We're small. We're starting up. We're still meeting in houses at this point, but we would hope to rise as big as this.
Wow, that is amazing news. It's great to know that our fine Brotherhood is becoming more diverse and accepting of others.
Yes.
Great. Yes, marvelous. Well, enjoy and let me know if I can get you a drink or bring you up to speed, or if in fact you would like to see any of the, any of the research or the arcane findings of this chapter, we would like to, of course, welcome the sisters in also.
Yes. Yes, of course. Do y'all have like an agenda? Like, what are the beats of the night tonight going to be?
Well, of course, you know, the Brotherhood of Ancient Researchers is a
yes.
You know, we are navigating arcane beliefs and unveiling secrets, and we do have a new directive, which is rather exciting, actually. Yes, we have been. Subtly suggesting, how would you say, encouraging the building of the obelisks on the edges, around the edges of this particular plane.
Oh,
and,
yes.
And they are going up rather swiftly, which is most excellent and will allow us to access all kinds of new knowledge.
Oh, that's so good. We were just talking amongst ourselves at our last meeting that... yes, the obelisks are such a great plan. We can only get stronger from it.
Can Vanna and I hear this from, or are we at a separate part?
I'll say that you can hear coming through that, like the vent off to the left. You can hear this kind of like whispery conversation happening. And like, if you want to get closer and get into that vent, then you'd probably be able to like listen in on this.
Yeah, let's scoot a little closer. We're so stealthy.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, scooch.
But yeah, you've rolled a truly obscene roll as well. So you managed to get yourself into this vented area, and yeah, you're currently like above where Zazili is having this kind of conversation at the moment. And I think that like through like a little grate, you also saw Grenbocker and Barnaby like making this kind of right turn at the end of the corridor.
Can we follow them?
Yeah, absolutely. You can follow them. As you make your way further, I'll say that this kind of cloaked figure now kind of goes,
well, blessings, of course, brother, or sister, depending on, I don't know what the customs of your particular chapter are.
Metaphorical sister chapter, but you know, yes.
Yes. Yes. Oh, right. It's a metaphorical sister chapter.
Yes.
I see.
We are brothers, yes.
Yes. Oh, okay, cool. Okay,
yes.
Right.
Okay.
Yes. Okay, well, I'm going to go and check that the lemon water is refreshed. Okay, goodbye.
And then I proceed closer to where Barnaby and Grinbacher.
As you get a little closer, you see that the door is kind of like locked shut. And you can hear on the other side like some kind of muffled conversation. You can also hear the sound, sort of some small whimpers, as it sounds like Barnaby is getting the crap kicked out of him, so to speak. You two, however, within these kind of like within this like event system, you see that there is a kind of shimmering kind of portal open, and Grenbocker has just like thrown Barnaby to the ground, kind of kicks him in the ribs, and through this portal you see that there is three more of these like hooded figures, again with like no faces whatsoever, and the backdrop of them seems to be this kind of like very old looking kind of like bland kind of gray castle with a massive stained glass window behind them of this kind of like wolf-like man. And these three figures seem to be stood in front of this sort of like female shape that is tied to a chair and has a bag over their head, and you notice that they have a small little pendant with these kind of beads on them and a tree kind of symbol at the end. And you see Grenbocker goes,
"Rah. Yes, I think I have another one that's potentially loyal to that Maris. So, has she broken yet?"
And you hear one of these hooded figures say,
"No, perhaps we could use your expertise."
Yes, I did not anticipate Maris sending me away quite so soon. We could move up the timeline. Of course, the obelisks aren't ready, but we do need to draw him out eventually. And if we have his daughter now, it's probably a better time than any. Is everything ready to go at Fort Cutler?
Yes, everything is ready to go. We just need Maris to appear, and that shall be the end of our devil problem.
Excellent.
do I recognize the necklace and what being of this world? And do I know where we are? Do I have an understanding of like what secret society we're in?
Sure. Go ahead, roll me a history check. And Vanna as well, if you want to. Why don't you roll me a history check on the necklace? Because it seems to be something that's like from the material plane. And do you want to roll me history or insight, whichever one's higher for you, Morg, on the secret society?
I am a 5 + 3, 8 on insight.
8 on insight. Okay. I think with an 8, something that like kind of stands out to you is that like all of these like cloaked figures seem to have like a very distinctive sound to them. And like, you've definitely heard that kind of like distinctive, slightly theatrical kind of whispery speech before, but you just cannot place where you've heard it. There's definitely something that rings a bell here. And what did Vanna get?
A 19 plus 1, so a dirty 20.
Amazing. Okay, so that pendant itself seems to be a pendant of the goddess Zophine. Zophine is the sort of almost like a primordial god of kind of nature. But it's not just nature. It's kind of like it's of storms and of driving rain and sort of unruly jungles. And it's kind of like almost like the forces of nature and everything that encompasses. And you see as Grenbacher kind of goes,
fine. You.
Looks down at Barnaby and grabs him and throws him through the portal before stepping through himself. And you watch as the portal begins to close.
Oh no.
What do you guys do?
Am I just hearing this?
I think, yeah, you're hearing this through through the door.
And the door is still locked.
Yes, the door is locked, yeah.
Okay. Have the people through the portal started to turn away and walk away? They're not looking at the portal anymore, right?
Yeah, I'll say once Barnaby got thrown through, they're not looking, and obviously Grenbacher is like stepping through the portal as we speak.
I guess I would look to Vanna and be like, we gotta get through the portal, should we get out of the vents, unlock the door?
Like, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god.
At the same time, I'm knocking on the door to try and get them to open it.
Great, so we knock through the vent.
So you knock through the vent, you spill into the room, you hear a knocking at the door from the other side. You don't know who that is, by the way, on the other side of the door. So you can hear someone knocking, the portal is closing, Grenbacher is, like, just stepping through. I'll give you both, like, a free, like, almost like a round here of, like, something, you know, if you're effectively sort of surprise round in this moment, what are you trying to do?
Is there a peephole on the door?
I'll say there's a keyhole. Yeah, you can have, there's a keyhole, yeah.
I look through the keyhole, and I see it's Zilly.
You just see Zilly's crotch, kind of, like, it's just right at eye level.
It's a crotch-level keyhole?
Yes.
What kind of door
is
this?
Yeah. Look, most of the denizens of hell are, like, small little imps, okay? Like, everything's a little small, okay?
That's my friend's crotch!
From the other side of the door, Zilly, you just hear, that's my friend's crotch.
Let me in, please. We have to get through that portal.
Great, let's try and open the door.
Okay, go ahead, roll me a athletics check as you try and, like, bust this door open. Vanna, what are you doing?
Is there any way to delay the portal, like keep it open longer?
If I will let you, if you would like to sort of reach out some, you know, with your arcane knowledge and see if there's any way that you can kind of like hang on to the magic there, if you roll me an arcana, it's going to be like a pretty high arcana check, but like if you roll well enough, I will absolutely let you try.
17?
17, okay. You reach out a hand and try and, like, you see that this sort of swirling portal is kind of almost like a, like, water, like, running down a drain. It's sort of slowly kind of turning as it starts turning ever so slightly slower. You see that at this point, one of the cloaked figures kind of, like, looks up. And you'd assume that this is the cloaked figure that had the sort of concentration on this portal, you know, to open it, and sort of looks through towards you and says,
"You. Why do you try to mess with our portal? Are you not followers of the Brotherhood?"
Could I use charm person?
Ooh,
or you... suggestion, maybe?
Absolutely. Which one would you like to use? Charm person or...
I'll do charm person.
Charm person. Okay, and that is a save. What type of save and what is the DC that I'm looking for here?
Wisdom 13.
Wisdom 13. Let's see... that's a natural 18 that this figure rolled as it kind of Is going to reach out a hand to you in response, and I'm going to need all three of you, please, to make me a dexterity saving throw.
Great. And also, earlier you asked me to do an athletics check, and I got 8 plus 4, 12.
12. You managed to kick the door in, probably so hard that it probably does like hit into Cecily on the other side, but the door is open. You managed to kick the door in. The three of you are now in the room, but I do need dexterity saving throws from you, please.
2 plus 5, 7.
7? Okay. What did everyone else get?
I got a 15.
15.
I got a 10.
10 total, okay.
Uh-oh. End of campaign. We failed.
No word of a lie. The saving throw on this is a 16. I am so sorry. So sorry, my friends. As you see an arc of lightning flows out of this creature's hands and towards you, and you all take... Okay, so no one passed that, correct? No one got over a 15?
Nope.
Nope? Okay. You all take 30 points of lightning damage.
What?
Well, I only have 27 HP.
Yeah, I have 21 HP.
I got 27.
You see this lightning arcs out towards you, and all three of you, that is the last thing that you see. Everything fades to black for just a moment until you start to stir as you hear a whispering sound, as there appears to be, stood outside, these thick iron bars that you seem to find yourself behind. This creature kind of looks down at you and goes,
"There is no sisterhood, is there?"
That is where we're going to go ahead and end episode one. Holy schmoly, I did not think that that was going to happen. That's wild.
What happens when the dead die?
Ooh.
What happens when the dead die is a very, very good question and a great title for this episode. I did, you know, you did kind of challenge me right at the beginning of this episode to kill your characters.
Yeah.
Well, specifically Aaron
Oops.
Did. And I managed to do it twice in this episode.
Yeah.
Wild. Absolutely wild. So we'll go ahead and find out what happens to this a rather unfortunate trio on the next episode. But before we go, why don't Iffy, you go ahead and tell everyone what you've got going on.
Yeah, if you're listening to this and you're in the UK because you're trying to hear your good old chap Jasper Cartwright.
Wish me.
Yeah, I'll be in London. September 6th, I will be doing a show at Leicester Square Theater. Come through.
Best know that you'll see me there. I'm 100% going to be there. I already have a ticket, so
Ooh.
I'm very excited.
So
yeah, hell yeah. Amazing. Come through and see Iffy. Lily, what's up? What you got going on? What are you doing? Tell the people about some cool stuff they can see you in.
By the time this comes out, the trailer probably for season 4 of Dirty Laundry on Dropout will have come out, but not the
Hell
season.
Yeah.
Check out the trailer. Share it. Share it with your whole family. Share it with your whole friend group.
And then more people, like people on the street, people on the subway, people on the bus, like share it with everyone.
Yeah. Town crier style.
Yes.
We need that word of mouth.
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely. And then, you know, just for good measure, stick a toe in your mouth. While you're there and, you know, while you're telling them.
I can't advocate for that. That's a character. That's not me.
Oh, we've drawn the line. Okay, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I brought that energy. It was wrong with me. I can only apologize.
I can't believe you would promote that behavior.
Fuck. I've really fucked up here, guys. This is going to be the end of the arc, actually. This is going to be where it finishes, I think. They all actually died. They're not going to be in the prison cell. Wonderful. And Aaron.
I got 2 HeadGum podcasts. One is called Hey Riddle Riddle, where we solve riddles and puzzles and lateral thinking problems.
Woo-hoo. Love Hey Riddle Riddle.
Thank you so much. Oh, Jasper has been a guest on it, and it was a ton of fun.
It did. It was so much fun. It was truly, I feel like I brought a lot of chaotic energy to that particular episode.
It was heaven. And then I'm also on sitcom D&D, which is a D&D podcast set in like a sitcom universe. So if you want to check that out on HeadGum too, check it out.
Hell yeah. Well, you can check out both of my HeadGum podcasts. You actually are listening to one of them, Rotating Heroes, and my other one, Through Black Halflings. You can also check out, Reslayer's Take, I think, is still coming out, which is a show over on Critical Role's new platform, Beacon. Where you can get early access to episodes, I think, or you can get episodes as they're coming out, whether you get your podcasts from. It's called The Resayer's Take, and it's a whole lot of fun. It's really family-friendly. Episodes are, like, under an hour, and there's no big swears and big gory stuff, so kids can listen along too, which is really cool.
Sweet.
Kind of like the opposite of Rotating Heroes, really. but thank you so much to the Rotators of the 12th Arc. I'm very excited to delve back in and see what happens, what becomes of our trio who...
You killed us.
All dead.
Yeah.
Who are all dead. Definitely confirmed dead. In episode 2! But thank you so much, and we will see you next week. Iffy, how do I end these?
Just say goodbye.
Goodbye!